will split out with a froe.
Is a picket the same as a palin?
I imagine. That's what I'm saying with some folks. Because I've heard them, what I call palin, they call them pickets. So I says, well, that's where I got it from. I never did know nothing but palin. That's what we'd take a throw. I got one of those things now and ride them out. If we split them up, take an axe and make it right fine, you know, split them up in small pieces, get us some paper, sprinkle a little kerosene on it, and take a match. And your fire's going right on now. It never would stop. But in the meantime, since I got grown, found out about it, get you some kerosene, the pine knot, and your work's done right there. That pine knot will continue to feed it. Yes, that's where we started. Get small wood and get it started off.
Did you ever call that small wood kindling? Or
kindling.
Is
kindling.
That right?
Yes, sir.
Would that be, did you ever call it?
Kindling, little wood, and back sticks. That's the big wood we put behind. Kindling to start it off with, and little wood, small little things put in the front of that big stick back here, behind.
The little wood be about the size of your arm?
What, that little wood?
That's your arm.
That's the limbs off the trees. These little branches off the trees. See, you get the body of the tree and you follow the tree on out. Some instance until you get like that and cut that off. You ain't gonna throw that away, it'll burn. Burn sprigs like that. It'll get hot seemingly quicker than this big stuff. Fire you got a chance to go through it, it'll heat up quicker and get it started out. That's to throw the heat, that big one will hold the heat. It ain't hard to stay there a long time. Now this little small wood burns out fast. You have to keep laying it on. But that one will stay back there all night.
How big would the back stick be?
Well, it'd be big as, that depended on your chimney. Now the folks always had ideas about things. Now you could take these old big houses, rooms about 20 by 20, or 22 by 20. They'd have fireplaces 2 feet deep, 3.5 or 4 feet long, wide. See, the bigger the house, the bigger the fireplace. And you could lay a back stick on a fireplace like that, 18 inches in diameter.
Really big.
Just much as two good men could handle the roll, lay back on that thing. No dog irons hold it up so the owl could go up about that high. Lay it up there. That blade can get a chance to go around up under behind it and up in the front of it and pile your wood on up and then go on up and cover it on over. In about 25 minutes you get one of those fires started like that. That old big house, if it's cold, it'd go to heating up.
How long would that burn?
That old big stick would stay there all night.
What is it?
It's according to what kind of shape it is in. Now, if you just clean your fireplace out, take your old ashes up clean, get more ventilation, get more draft, it'll play out quicker. But why it's sort of just soaking along, sobbing up, it'll last twice as long, three times. Why ashes and cold, you see, to have the ventilation cut off from going all through it, you see, like it. Otherwise, if it's just clean, it'd go under it and come up behind it and then in the front all over it. Play out quicker.
I see. What did you call that stuff that was up in the chimney, the black stuff?
Soot. Soot.
And under the log, what was that then? Did you have a name for that under the log?